position. Crack with my leg, like to share love and hate. Someone call a decent physician.
Many things I could say this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with a little Jimmy Buffett getting us started. And you know who picked this song. Ray Palmer picked it with Pensacola Sports Association. It's great to have you here this morning, sir.
Thanks, Meg. It's always fun to be here. I'm looking forward to it. There, as you and I were chatting ahead of time, there is so much going on in the world of sports.
It's unbelievable. I was thinking about you last night when I thought, good grief. I was watching the Knicks and I thought, oh my gosh, there's so much happening.
College baseball, the NHL playoffs have been absolutely phenomenal games.
Yes.
I think they kick back off tonight. The NBA championships. College baseball is big always for the South. Obviously, our friends at Troy and Georgia and Ole Miss and Alabama all representing the southeast part of the United States.
Do we have five SEC teams going to Omaha this year or something like that?
That's probably right.
Georgia's going for the first time in 18 years, which, of course, I'm excited about.
But Troy going for the first time ever.
Cool.
What a cool impact that is for our country. And then there's World Cup soccer. In fact, we could stay here for a long time today and talk sports, but I got to get in the car and go to Auburn because I'm going to see Iceland play the defending champion, World Cup champion, Argentina tonight.
That is so cool to me. Where is it?
It's at Auburn's Jordan-Hare Stadium.
No kidding.
Yeah. And
wow.
Don't try and find a hotel room. I think you can probably squeeze a ticket, but unless you're willing to pay $1,400 a night, you're not going to get a hotel room.
Did you hear about the price of the tickets for the NBA Finals?
Yes.
Holy moly. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
And no comment about the president going and the prices went down because of the security issues, but
it was 100,000 for sideline seats, 200,000, something like that.
I had not seen that. I've seen huge numbers and I've heard six digits, but that's crazy.
Yeah. And then the you know, nosebleed seats were going for $5,000. I thought, I could buy 10 new TVs for that.
And all I want to do is go to Madison Square Garden so I can see the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah.
That's all I want to see.
On a bucket list, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sports in a way.
You're darn right it is. Those animals are competitive.
All right. Well, we want to get to all, you have quite a list here of a lot of things happening you want to let folks know about. So I'm going to let you get started because right here, sport fishing. Definitely a
absolutely
thing here in this area.
Yeah, the Busch Light Fishing Family Rodeo is something that Pensacola Sports acquired several years ago. It was actually started by Mr. Lewis Barron, a good friend of his, probably 40 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, and it was one of the largest boat fishing tournaments in the Gulf of Mexico, and then it went through several transitions with fuel economy issues and lifestyle issues, and it's been transitioned to a lot of different things, and then some, 10 or plus years ago, Pensacola Sports acquired it. But it is a signature Pensacola sports event now. It is next June 19th through the 22nd, basically, is the entire tournament.
That's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, it is Father's Day weekend. It's going to be held, as it has been for many, many years, in the back porch of Flounders on Pensacola Beach, on the sand there, right at their dock. They do a phenomenal job of being our host. And we have multiple 20-something species. It's very family-friendly. Kids fish free with a paid adult.
Oh, so this isn't like one of those professional ones. I mean, anybody can do it?
Oh, everybody can
okay,
do it.
Okay, yeah, talk about that. I mean, I've never done it before, but if I wanted to, do I have to have a boat?
Nope.
Can I do it on the shore?
You can fish from the shore. You can fish from a pier. In fact, it's not uncommon for us to have the kids who are in the tournament that will go catch a pinfish or a croaker, and they'll come up, we'll weigh it, they'll throw it back in the water and catch it again and bring it back to us and weigh it again. And
I love
it. And the cycle repeats. We also have the display area where we show many of the fish that the anglers are willing to allow us to keep their fish, and mm-hmm. we have experts to come and explain what the kind of fish they are and where they're caught. But the fishing is everything from inshore redfish, speckled trout, flounder, but to red snapper, king mackerel, cobia. So wow. you can fish offshore, you can fish inshore. We have special Calcuttas and opportunities to win major prizes. And it's just an exciting event that we have a lot of visitors from out of town who are hanging around on Flounders Beach who mm-hmm. are like, you know, what is that huge red snapper? When you see a 23, 24, 25 oh, yeah. pound red snapper, one, they're gorgeous
mm-hmm.
and tasty.
For sure.
But especially gorgeous. But it's just it's a great an event, and we look forward and encourage everyone to come get involved with
How
our tournament.
How do you sign up?
Always PensacolaSports.org, and all the links will get you there, and you can sign up right online.
Okay, that sounds great. And that's coming up not this weekend, but the next weekend, which is Father's Day weekend, which is great.
That's right. We'll kick it off Friday night with a captain's meeting and a free fried fish meal dinner.
Say that. Okay, easy
Let's
for
say
you to
dinner.
Say.
Fried fish dinner.
Okay.
Again, at Flounders on the beach, and we hope everybody will show up.
That sounds great. It sounds like something. If you got family coming in from out of town or friends, bring them on out just to watch what's happening and watch all the fish. It's just fun.
Yep.
A lot of fun. Okay, what else is on your plate, so to speak?
Well, a couple of things. One, we talked a little bit about World Cup. We've talked about a little bit about college baseball. That's exciting stuff for us. One of the things I want to let the audience know, in case we have, you and I, one of the things we've done together is Rotary.
Yes.
And how much we enjoyed Rotary. But one of the keys to those type of civic organizations is speakers. And if we have listeners out there that are looking for speakers to talk and tell you the story of, one, the 70 years of Pensacola sports, also about the tourism impact of sports to our community and mm-hmm. nationally, and what the value is of those types of things. We have a program that we love doing for Sertomas and Rotaries.
Oh, well, that's
and,
great.
And, you know, those types of optimist groups
mm-hmm.
that if they're looking for a speaker,
yeah.
We love doing those kinds of
oh,
things.
Excellent. Okay, so if someone's got something coming, because a lot of those clubs have to have speakers every week. You know, they meet weekly for lunch or,
that's right.
or sometimes monthly, and you've got a lineup of speakers, and you want to mix it up a little bit because a lot of times you have the same folks coming back. But I've heard your presentation. It's always really interesting and current because there's something happening every season.
Well, that's one of the other things that's kind of cool about at least sports tourism is that, you know, we hear a lot of talk to about tourism and property taxes and all those hot topics that we're talking about. But one of the cool things about sports tourism is while we all know and respect that our number one asset is our beach,
mm-hmm.
but we also know that the beach has some challenges.
Right.
But what's cool about sports tourism is that it can be any time of the year. You know, our events happen, our biggest events all happen in what we in the tourism industry call the shoulder season.
That's
so
true.
They don't have to happen when Pensacola Beach is also trying to host, you know, 4th of July celebrations and the Blue Angels mm-hmm. shows and Blue Angel Week. We can do events and do events in October, November.
Oh, yeah, basketball
December,
tournaments.
The basketball tournament's in March. The SEC women's soccer event is in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our NAI soccer championships were in December when our tourism industry needs that type of support and our local community needs those visitors. And so that's one of the things that makes sports tourism so impactful because it's not seasonal. You play basketball year round.
Sure.
And of course in our climate.
Right.
You can darn near do
just about anything.
You know, anything year round.
If someone wanted someone to come speak to their group, who would they contact?
Well, the best way is to probably reach out to PensacolaSports.org again. Mm-hmm. Just get the number. You can ask for Ray. Ask for me. Katie Gardocki is our sales representative, and she generally coordinates most of those. But anybody on staff can help you and will help you get you in touch with me and Katie, and we'll get you on our calendar. We'll get something that works for you. We can talk of, you know, generally our presentations run – I squeeze them into 20, 25 minutes, but as you can tell by this radio show, I could, you know,
I was trying to get him to stay for an hour today, but he's running off to go to the FICA, so.
That's right. That's right. I'm headed off to see the world. I'm headed off to see Messi, the greatest soccer player on the planet.
If you just joined us, I'm talking with Ray Palmer. He's executive director with the Pensacola Sports Association, here to talk to us about all the different things that are happening in our area. But one of the things that you mentioned that I'd love for you to talk about, Ray, is the impact of sports. People don't really understand, I think, sometimes the economic impact of sports and sports tourism.
Yeah, well, you know, people, why as we look at budgeting every year and how do we fund using our bed tax collections, Pensacola Sports is blessed to be a part of the unified budget with Visit Pensacola and the arts, culture, and entertainment people, all great organizations, all giving us a beautiful blend. But, you know, to talk about sports tourism and why it is an important component is because sports tourism, it's more than just games and events. It's a proven economic driver that strengthens communities. It gives us a great quality of life. Visitor spending from sports events directly supports essential government priorities like transportation, education, and public safety. And we're really looking hard at public safety as we face this challenge of property tax.
How are
we going to fund that? Well, sports tourism can help us offset some of those costs,
mm-hmm.
Because that is another way to bring in. The economics of 2025 nationally show that 339 million travelers for sports tourism.
Wow.
340 million travelers.
That doesn't surprise me, because when I sit here in my mind and I'm thinking about people that are going, like you, you're driving up to Birmingham to go to this event. I know the times I've gone and driven up to Athens to go see a game, or people that are just doing local, like in their region. But then you've got people that are flying out. We've got the Olympics coming soon to Los Angeles. I mean, people going all over the country for all these different events.
Well, Omaha, Nebraska.
My gosh, yeah.
I mean, if I
want to go. It's on
That's
my bucket,
a bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha, Nebraska. I was working.
They're talking about the World Series.
Yeah, College World Series. Yeah. I was been working all weekend trying to help some of my local Troy friends try to acquire some tickets for Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I know many people some people drive all the way to Omaha almost annually. But the numbers are just staggering. We've got 192 million room nights.
What?
192 million room nights across the country
in
sports tourism in 2025.
So with all those rooms having a bed tax?
Most. They do in our community.
That's right.
And that's where we worry most. But that's right. All of them have some type mm-hmm. of, almost all of them have some
which
type
supports
of
not. Their local economies.
That's right.
They
create
great.
A lot of jobs. And people say, oh, those are cheap jobs. Well, you know, the reality mm-hmm. in our community, if we bring it back home for a minute, in our community, if you look at our unemployment situation, our unemployment is a relatively low number. But the place where we need jobs for the most often are at the lower end of the introductory level scale jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Julian McQueen is a tremendous example of a success story. I don't know if people know this, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling the story.
And he's with Innisfree, which is the
Innisfree.
He is Innisfree.
Have dozens and dozens and dozens of hotels around the country. At this stage, Julian started as a kid going to a vacation in Destin, and he ended up working in the laundry of a hotel in Destin, where his parents would go vacation, and they would leave him for an extended time, and he would that was his summer job, and that was his introduction. Now he's a success. Age of True
An
success.
Understatement.
Yeah.
To say the least.
That's right. I mean, he is a leader in our industry, mm-hmm. not in just in our community, but across. And the company that he has built of Innisfree is phenomenal, contributor to our community in so many
yes.
different ways. And the number of great jobs and great employees that he has. You worked with him on the beach
mm-hmm,
hand in
absolutely.
Hand. And we work with him as well in all our programming. They're actually working with us. We're bringing the National Council of Youth Sports president in this weekend for a site visit to hopefully host a national conference in October of 2027, working hand in hand with that group. So, you know, there's just so many tentacles
yeah.
that stick out around our industry.
It's really quite amazing. We're talking with Ray Palmer, and I said the wrong title, President and CEO of the Pensacola Sports Association. So if you've got a question for him, maybe about an upcoming event, the Fishing Rodeo that's coming up in a couple weeks, 850-437-1620. But it is true, the impact is almost, in some ways, almost impossible to measure when you think about, you know, all these people visiting, and then you think about those folks going out to restaurants and the night stays, and we're not even including all those things.
Oh, no. All of that is rolled into what the common term is economic impact.
Yeah.
And it's the other thing that's so cool that I think I've talked a little bit about it is our component of tourism brings in a lot. We love the collegiate athlete, and we love the collegiate athlete because those are the high-quality students. For the most part, there's exceptions.
Well,
we understand that.
Makes it interesting.
That's right. Exceptions to every statement. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, a high-quality student-athlete who's generally a better student and has dreams, has goals, because you don't make a college team. I don't care what level college team, if you're not willing to, don't know how to commit time, energy, and effort.
Discipline
and teamwork. And those are young kids that we're bringing to our community, giving our community the opportunity to show off.
Mm-hmm.
And we love showing off.
And we do a good job of it, I must say.
We get more compliments
about our hospitality here. The folks that do those jobs, the servers and the people that are helping out, they really do help people feel welcome. We have a great – I used to hear that comment all the time from people from all over the world that would come to visit us.
Well, you were in the right spot.
Yeah, right.
Working the chamber on the beach.
On the visitor center.
Because they're going to come in and tell you all the good, the bad, the ugly,
That's
I suspect.
Right. That's right.
And you heard a lot more good.
No question about it.
That's how you
very
get –
very rare complaints.
That's how you get to be the number one beach in America.
That's right.
Which we've recently been, you know, Condé Nast named us the number one beach. And that's not something that Visit Pensacola or Pensacola Sports had any influence. We couldn't, that's not an award you buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one you get, you know, round up votes for.
Right.
That's just named by their
travelers.
Travelers?
Yeah, Travelers. That's Traveler Magazine.
So if we get these college kids here looking at where am I going to live the rest of my life? Where am I going to start my next Amazon or next mm-hmm. business or, you know, whatever, Microsoft? Where am I going to vacation the rest of my life? We get a chance to show our community off. Bring your family back for vacations. And we get a chance to make an impact, positive impact, life-changing experiences.
I love it. And it's very powerful. It's exciting. But then again, I am a little biased, Ray. I do love sports.
Well, I love sports, and I also love Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm 100% totally biased for everything that we do, good, bad, and ugly. Is always comes Pensacola first.
Well, let's
and
talk
can
first.
Be accounted.
We've got a few minutes left. Let's talk about, because you're hearing about Pensacola Sports Association, and Ray is the president and CEO. So what is it that you do? In case someone's thinking, well, this is all great, but what is your role in all of this?
Well,
someone may not be listening and may not really understand.
So here's a great example. Last week I was in Columbus, Ohio, and I was at for the Sports Events and Tourism Association. Our National Trade Association has an annual meeting of chief executives of sports, all of us that are C-suite level and above. And we had an opportunity to learn and listen from a presentation with me and 15 guys and girls, leaders in the country of various sports tourism organizations, from the Ohio State University athletic director. He had previously been at Texas A&M and others.
Wow.
And the quality level of this gentleman is unbelievable. Also in the room is the lady who is one of the most powerful women in sports from Kansas City. She has transformed sports tourism and has had a huge impact. Women in sports is a hot thing.
Mm-hmm. So basketball.
Women's basketball, where they are building a standalone women's soccer field for their new soccer complex. I'm sorry, that's not right. Columbus, Ohio is. That's where we were, Columbus, Ohio. That's another powerful lady in our industry. And I get a chance to go in and meet and learn leadership skills with them, as well as talk to organizers of sports events. We were there with the head of PGA, and he's telling us stories about the Jack Nicklaus Memorial Tournament was last week just outside Columbus. That was happening that week. He's in town telling us how they build sponsorships, how do they partner sponsorships. You know, what are the key points that we as a host need to make are important? So I can bring all of that back to the Pensacola staff and our board and say, okay, guys and girls, this is what we got to focus on. This is what's new, what's happening in it, what new issues are, whether it be national issues with the, U.S. Senate, Congress, what's happening at that level, whether it's travel to the World Cup and how's that going to impact us, security, all those things are functioning. So I get to be in the room where it happens.
Awesome. That's really great. And then bring back to us, and people don't realize what goes into some of these events. The planning starts really, I mean, having done other events, but sports events, the planning has got to be at least a year or two out.
Well, absolutely. Right? 100%. Like I said, we're hosting someone to come in town this weekend to show him Pensacola Beach and the museum and all the downtown and everything. His event is not until October of 2027.
And that's actually not that far off, really.
We're also talking to World Sailing about an event that's 2030.
Wow.
So, you know, that's
exciting. It takes a lot
long-term
of planning and commitment.
A
big role that you all play. It's like you're the ambassador for Pensacola in terms of sports, your whole organization.
That's our goal.
Yeah, it's exciting. All right, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention, sir, before you head out to? I'm so jealous.
Now, wait a minute. You're a Georgia girl. Do you really want to go to Auburn?
I like Auburn.
Actually,
now there's another school that starts with an A I'm not so fond of.
I understand. Actually,
Auburn, I like it. I like the campus.
I sent my family up with tickets to Auburn Ole Miss baseball this past weekend and picked up one of the grandsons yesterday, and he was dressed Auburn head to toe. And confession. Me and my family, for the most part, are Florida State fans. Mm-hmm. And he gave me, "Hey, Pappy, War Eagle." And I went, yeah, War Eagle, buddy. But he didn't get to go today because he said that. His daddy's going with me instead.
There you go.
So, you know, we just want to thank everybody in the community for the support that we get from Pensacola Sports. 70 years of having the opportunity to do this. I want to thank the commissioners in Escambia County for believing in what we do. The Tourist Development Council and believing what we do, my board for supporting all the initiatives of the crazy stuff that comes out of our office to say, hey, we should try, and they support us every time, and it's so encouraging, and you can tell I have a great job, and I love what I do.
And you're good at it.
But I'm going to retire, I promise.
Never. No, we're not going to let you. We all decided. We took a vote. We signed back. Said, no, Ray's here forever. He's not retiring. And we got to say thank you to the fans. Because you know what? You do all this work to bring all these events here. And Pensacola is great about supporting these events. You get the people that are coming in to support their team. But I got a lot of stuff that I have no investment in. And I go because it's a great show.
And last but not least, of course, our sponsors. We have so many critical sponsors because what we do can't be done without them.
All right, if I want to go to the Bush Fishing Rodeo or anything else, or I want to have a speaker come and talk to my group, where do I go?
PensacolaSports.org.
All right, buddy, have a great, safe trip up there. I want to report on how this game went. Thank you, sir. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel.